This is KXLL Juno, Annie B. in the afternoon, here in the studio with Lorelei Miko and Melissa Griffiths, who is embroidering away. I'm kind of jealous because I got a lot of work to do on my jean jacket left.
I have a lot of work left to do as well.
And we're all getting ready for the Persisters art show happening this Friday. Full disclosure, I'm putting a jean jacket together for it. But it's pretty cool to have you guys here in the studio.
Thanks for having us,
Annie.
Tell me about this project and how it came about.
I think Emily Rodkey is definitely the person who started off with this idea of having an art show that had a whole lot of like women powerhouses that are in our community come together, submit art, and just have this great art show. And what happened was this idea was formed before the election. And then after the election, a lot of us who were already planning what we were going to do for this art show kind of found some new inspiration or maybe some new ideas of what we wanted to put out into our community. And it kind of evolved from there.
And you're a big artist in wearable art.
Oh, yeah.
What have you been working on so far?
I actually also do painting and drawing and stuff like that too. So I'm
all the things.
All of the things. But I will be doing two paintings for this art show. One's kind of fun, and then the other is a little bit more detailed. And yeah, it's nice to branch out in the community in a different way. So that will be good for me.
So still pretty secretive on.
We've been posting. If you follow Persisters 907 on Facebook or Instagram, you can find out a whole bunch and see a whole bunch of sneak peeks from most of the artists.
You don't want to see the whole thing before you go to the show. We just want to tease you a little bit.
What are you guys most excited about?
Well, if anyone has a champagne fountain, please let us borrow it because we need a champagne fountain for undisclosed reasons.
I promise it's art.
But just basically having all these women in the same room together with their art is pretty crazy and pretty awesome.
It's a super amazing list. A lot of very talented artists. And the way that I was thinking about the show is maybe a combination of art as self-expression and art as self-care. And I think that's been really positive in these days.
We have a whole bunch of artists. We have Emily Rodkey. We have Bronze Betty Finery, Veronica Bunnies. We got Wool and Rain. I've seen some of her sneak peeks, and it looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Melissa and I, of course, Junie Chu, Palace Kitchen, Christiane Carello, Christy Erickson, Kelsey Lovig, Amy Dressel, who's also breaking out of her wearable arts mold to do something new. This is going to be her first art show as well. So we have a whole bunch of people, Amy George, just tons of people.
And this isn't just one event. It's going to continue after, correct?
That is the hope and the dream.
Yes, we would really like to continue. So hopefully it's a hit and everybody in town wants to come.
Yeah, and afterwards, so it's going to be a pop-up show, one night only. It will be at the Rockwell Ballroom. Or not the ballroom, it will be at the
back room.
Yeah, it will be at the Rockwell back room, and it will be from 4 to 7. And then after, we're going to go to the Imperial or the Rendezvous, and then have some live music and an after party.
Why do you feel like there needs to be a women's art show right now?
Can you name 5 famous female artists in history?
Visual artists?
Visual artists.
Frida Kahlo.
One.
That's one.
Ouch.
So anyway, we need to
do
be
local artists.
It's so hard.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer, huh?
You're putting me on the spot, Melissa.
I know, that's not that fair. But you could probably name 5 famous male artists in like one breath.
So easy.
You want me to try?
You don't have to.
Yep.
I won't put you through 2 indignities today. In any case, you know, I think that supporting women is really important. And this is one way to do that, to kind of pick up women in the community and showcase their skills and abilities and also be super positive. And yeah. And it'll be really good.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming. You can catch up with the Persisters Art Show at...
Yeah, so we have a website. It's persisters907.com. We have a Facebook page, also persisters907, and Instagram, persisters907. I could probably say that a few more times.
Persisters907.
And you may have seen some cool stickers around town. And if you follow us on social media or check out our website, you'll see previews of what we've been working on. The whole thing comes together May 5th during First Friday. That's 4:30 to 7 p.m. And again, we're at the Rockwell back room for the show. And then after that, you can join us at the Rendezvous for live music and fun.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming in. This is KXLL Juneau.